James chapter 1, just a little addition to the Sunday school lesson having to do with the gifts of the Spirit. How do you determine your gift? You know, I thought maybe if we talked about gifts, that somebody would think, I wish I knew how to determine that exactly. And I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty tonight. We'll do that later. But I just want to tell you some things that could be really helpful to you. Without much comment, I want us to look at about five or six verses here, beginning in James chapter 1. These are practical things. If as we go through our Sunday school lessons, you say, I want that for me. I want to be used of the Lord. I want to know what my gift is. I want to experience the power of God upon my life. I want to see Him use me in the ministry. Then here are some things that you need to do, starting now. James chapter 1 and verse 5, you could probably quote, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You know, what we're talking about right now, God is involved in. God is concerned with. God would delight if we would all desire our spiritual gifts. And we started to ask Him, Lord, give me wisdom about this. What is wisdom? It's different from knowledge, is it not? Knowledge is what you know. Wisdom is how you use what you know. How you apply what you know to the circumstances of life. And we're asking God to give us wisdom, to add to the knowledge that we gain by coming to church and listening to messages and lessons and preachers on the radio or books that we read. We gain this knowledge and we need wisdom to assimilate it into our life, to make it part of who we are. And so if you want to exercise your spiritual gift, I would encourage you to start praying regularly that God would give you wisdom. Because you'll need wisdom, spiritual wisdom. And that's very fitting that we should ask Him for the purpose of discovering our spiritual gifts. I want you to look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Another verse that you know so well. If I start it, you can quote it, I feel sure. 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. And what did we say? Let's a synonym for the word filled. What? Controlled by the Spirit. Like controlled under the influence of alcohol, under the influence of the Spirit of God. Start listening to the Spirit of God, meditating on the Word of God, and God the Spirit will speak to us and help us to understand the Word of God. You need to be praying that God the Spirit would lead you in your thoughts about exercising your spiritual gift. And then be submissive. If He brings a sin to your mind, what do you need to do with a sin? Confess it and forsake it. Put it out of your life. If He brings something that you've been lax in, maybe your prayer life, and you get a little convicted, that's the Spirit of God who does that, right? Convicting the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. And if the Spirit of God lays something on your heart, you need to listen to Him. And if you'll pray for wisdom and you'll seek God's face, the Spirit of God will be at work in your conscious mind. So two things thus far. Did you get them? Number one, we're going to pray for wisdom. And number two, we're going to listen to the Holy Spirit. He's the boss. He's in charge. Whatever the Spirit of God moves your heart to confess, moves your heart to do, to start, to stop, whatever He asks, you need to start doing it. And the more we listen to the Holy Spirit, the closer we'll be to discovering our spiritual gifts and being used of the Spirit. Turn to Psalm 37. Do you like the 37th Psalm? It's one of the favorites of so many people. Psalm 37, verses 4 and 5. Also familiar passage. 37, 4 and 5. Does it look familiar? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Now, the first part of that could be interpreted a couple of ways in English, couldn't it? If we'll delight ourselves in the Lord, he'll give us the desire of our heart. Does that mean he'll give us the desire, or he'll give us what we desire? What do you think?
Well, by delighting in him, our desires will be in line with him.
If we delight in him, he will give us the desires themselves. And you can add verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So you could say yes to either way. God will give you the desires of your heart, and God will give you what you desire. Do you desire to be filled with the Spirit? Do you desire to be exercising your spiritual gift with understanding of what it is and how to go about it? What's the key to this verse? The first part of it is, delight thyself in the Lord. What does that mean? Delight yourself in the Lord. Make God what makes you happy. Other things make us happy too, don't they? Have you found that the other things, especially temporal things, the happiness doesn't last long? You get frustrated with them. You get worn out. You get tired of those. Ready for the next things. Delight yourself in the Lord. You'll never get tired of being delighted in the Lord. If you could get up every morning and have that type of close fellowship with God that just caused tears to form in your eyes, and a soft feeling of your heart, and you felt the presence of God. Emotionally, you just felt like you've just experienced a time with the Lord. You delight yourself in him. This is easy to stop doing. It's not so easy to start again when you stop. Have you found it so? Just recently, I found my prayer times just sort of hurried and distracted. You ever get that way? And I remembered those times before I came here when we were living down in Sanford and in Lexington, North Carolina. And I was not pastoring there for a little while. And I had some of the best times with the Lord I've ever had in my life. And I've asked the Lord more recently, give me those times again. But I found that I have to just put the distractions out of mind. I have to take time to be holy. I have to delight myself in the Lord. If you want to know your spiritual gift, then delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Look at another verse, John chapter 7 and verse 17. John chapter 7 and verse 17. Verse 15 is interesting. The Jews that were there at the feast marveled, saying, "How knowest this man letters, having never learned?" Jesus answered them and said in verse 16, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me." So Jesus was God, and he was on a mission, wasn't he? He was the servant of his Father, Jehovah God. And he came here, and the Lord God in heaven strengthened him. His Father strengthened him, and he says in verse 17, "If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." So there were people there who would wonder about him. Where does he get that? Having never learned, never sitting at the feet of Gamaliel like Paul or some of the other popular rabbis. This is Jesus, that guy from Nazareth. Where did he get these? And Jesus told them, if you'll do the will of God, you'll know what it is. It's almost like I have to be willing before he'll tell me what it is. Do you see that in the verse? You have to be willing to do it before he tells you what to do. It's an act of the will. Brothers and sisters, I doubt very seriously if God will show you what your gift is if you're not willing to practice it once you know. You'll have to be committed to do that. It'll take some of your time. It will take some of your thought. It will take much meditation, much prayer. It'll take that that delighting yourself in the Lord. And if you're not willing to do that, you can just go ahead right now on a Wednesday night and just forget knowing your spiritual gift, because he's not going to tell you. If you're not willing, a willingness to walk with the Lord, that closeness. Delight yourself in the Lord. And then he says in here in verse 17, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. A lot could be said from that principle of that scripture there, John 7, 17, but we'll leave that for now. Acts chapter 6 and verse 3. Acts chapter 6 and verse 3. Before you get there, what happened in Acts? Does anybody know? Acts chapter 6. The church was formed, but they were already starting to have the problems, and some of the widows were being neglected. They got deacons in chapter 6. So that's the context of it here. In that new church that's even yet being formed, right? They're just getting deacons. It says in verse 3, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men. Listen to what he says about the seven men. And he's telling the brethren to look for these seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost. That means controlled by, right? Controlled by the Holy Spirit and wisdom. The same things we're talking about. Whom ye may appoint, or whom we may appoint over this business. So we're talking about some things we might do if you're really interested in knowing your spiritual gift. It's interesting that the Lord told this early church, choose you out some men, and he gave the characteristics, and they should have been able to see them in those individuals. So here's my point. You want to know what your spiritual gift is? Ask some spiritual person who knows you well. And they would be able to see that you're of honest report and full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Ask somebody who would know you well enough to see those type things. Ask them, what do you think my spiritual gift is? You might wait to the end of our study if they don't know, and see if they know then, after we've sort of defined them on Sunday mornings. What's the purpose of this spiritual gift? We're one body with many members. Every member is not the same. We don't all do the same things. Praise the Lord. We're not all alike. But there are a lot of things to be done in a church. A lot of spiritual things to be done in a church, in this ministry of edification and building one another up and winning the lost and discipleship and all of the things that we need to do. There are a lot of things to be done. One of them is yours. One of those things is yours. So ask somebody who knows you well. People will be able to observe your giftedness. I love to listen to preachers talk about young men and young ladies, and they talk about, well, how are they gifted? The preacher knows, who's been, you know, been in a church for a long time, and he's watched the children grow up. He knows how they're gifted. He knows what their strengths and their weaknesses are. You folks have been together for a long time. Ask somebody what they think you're the best at, how you're gifted. Proverbs chapter 3, do you need to turn to chapter 3, verses 5 and 6? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So in this looking for our gift, you need to trust the Lord. It doesn't have to be what you think it is. It's whatever the Lord's gifted, however he's gifted you, according to the measure of grace, according to the measure of faith, God has given you a gift. And so we're looking to him, we're trusting him to reveal it to us. And I'm telling you some things that you and I can do so that we'll be able to discover how we're gifted. And I hope you take it to heart. I hope you take it to heart, not only for tonight, but for the days and weeks to come. Okay? Now, I have another whole part that I wanted to do tonight, but I'm out of time. So I'll not do it tonight, and we'll just pick it up there next time. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, bless our time together tonight. Bless our prayer time here in these next few minutes. And thank you for what you'll do. In Jesus' name, amen.